The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We are still in Athlone. We have ventured once again outside our studio in the Sheraton Hotel. We have crossed the River Shannon and we are in a pub that claims to be, according to the man beside me anyway, the oldest pub in Ireland. Sean's Bar in Athlone, well known to anybody from this part of the world and people from all over the world. It's such a tourist attraction. Ryan O'Connor is the supervisor here. So Ryan, what is the claim? When did it open?
So it's not a claim, I suppose it is fact. The pub was originally opened in the year 900 by a man named Lewin, who originally ran a crossing point that was known as the Ford of Great Antiquity. The Ford of Great Antiquity being probably the biggest crossing point in Ireland at the time for crossing the River Shannon. And Lewin eventually built an inn on the site of what is now Sean's Bar for travellers that were using the crossing point. They could stay in the inn for a few days at a time or camp outside, or they could sleep in the bush across the road, depending on what they could afford or what they needed to. But that inn then lasted the test of time, I suppose, by still being here 1,124 years later.
So, sorry, this is Balliol Lewin. So, this is kind of the town of Lewin's place.
The town of Lewin's place, yes, correct.
Right. All right, so he was a publican.
If you want to put it that way, yeah, I suppose licenses didn't come around until, I think, the 1700s or 1800s. So, not a publican in the sense of what we know it as today, but you can be as sure as anything that there was alcohol served on the premises at that stage in time. Obviously, the Irish people were notorious for indulging in a few beverages, especially at the weekends. But at that time in Ireland, the drinking water wouldn't have been exactly what you would call consumable. So the ale and the mead that they would have drank at that time period would have been very high in calcium and protein. So it would have been very available in nearly every inn or tavern that you would have came across over the land, I'd imagine.
And obviously, like what exists here today, and like I say, people will know the place well. It doesn't resemble anything that would have been here in 900 AD. Is there evidence of kind of continued service in this part of Athlone?
Yeah, so we have a downstairs in the main bar itself. We actually have a piece of the original wall from the original pub that was actually carbon dated back to the year 900. So that's how we found out how old the building actually was. Now, there is still parts of that wall in maintained in some of the inner skeleton of the building, but obviously we are now what's called the listed building for historical significance, so we're not actually allowed to change any of the architecture anymore. Now, there's also a list of owners that is in storage that goes back to a certain time period, and we have evidence of coins that were actually used as a currency here in this pub in the 1700s when it was called the Three Blackmore Heads. Up until fairly recently, the name changed with each consecutive owner, but obviously in 1950 we came across a man by the name of Sean O'Brien bought the pub. He was originally a cattle dealer here in Athlone. He bought the pub of a family called the Donnellys. It was called Donnellys of the Hollow. He then changed it to Sean's Bar, and his name has stayed on the wall ever since.
And it is Sean's Bar today. And, I mean, there's lots of pubs that kind of claim to be the oldest. I'm thinking of places like, is it the Bleeding Horse in Dublin? No, the Brazen Head, the one down by the river. That's the kind of the 1200s. I can't think of anywhere that even claims to come close to 900, is there?
It's funny you bring up the Brazen Head. So there's a gentleman that works here. His name is Timmy. Timmy used to own this pub for a short period of time. I believe he owned it from 1999 to about 2011, 2012. And sometime in that time period, Timmy and one of the former owners of the Brazen Head actually went on the Jerry Ryan show before Jerry Ryan sadly passed. And they had a friendly debate over who had the older pub. And by the end of that little talk segment, it was considered that Sean's Bar was the older pub. Now, there has been other owners of the Brazen Head have come in here and asked to see the evidence, not knowing that it was right behind them on the wall. So it's not really a contest. For there to be a contest, there has to be opposition. And for the opposition, there has to be some sort of a rivalry. And at the end of the day, they claim to be built in 1198. I believe that part of Dublin probably would have been underwater at the time.
Oh, they're fighting words if they're listening. The claim is, there's a sign over the door as well. So, like, have Guinness looked at it? Is it in the Guinness Book of World Records?
So, that bit of material was found in 19... The bit of material that I referenced was found in 1970 by Sean Fitzsimons. He was one of the other former owners of the pub, the Sean that made the pub famous. It took 30 years for Guinness to actually issue that world record search, or that record to say that we are Ireland's oldest pub. So we have it downstairs. There is proof of it, and there is a letter that coincides that from from Guinness stating that we are officially Ireland's oldest pub. Now, we also have a map from the French Natural History Museum that states the oldest company in every country in the world. And we are listed as the oldest company in Ireland as well.
Oh, wow. Okay. So lots of different ways you kind of verify the claim. It is, like I say, it's a pub that people will know well. We're kind of staring down the barrel as well of the June bank holiday weekend. So kind of tourist season really getting up and going. You've got the River Shannon and all that brings with it. I assume you're looking forward to a busy few months.
Yeah, well, I suppose our season will have started this year fairly recently, probably in the last 2 months. You know, from the end of February to the start of March, especially St. Patrick's Day. Mm. And then every night we're up to like the end of November. It's a fairly hectic season here for us. We could do anywhere between 180 to 120 tour buses here a week. So you could be talking 5 or 6 different tours a day. You'd be ranging from Americans to Australians, to Canadians, Japanese. You know, you have anyone and anywhere that enjoys a little whiskey or a pint of Guinness, they'll always end up here.
The Americans must lap up that old stuff as well, do they?
Yeah, they do, I suppose. I suppose they're walking back in time a little bit, especially a lot of them that feel like they have a bit of Irish heritage.
Yeah.
I suppose the pub downstairs is or the pub anywhere at all, like especially some of the older pubs in Ireland as well, they haven't got anything like that in the US. So I suppose when they come over here, the drinking culture is very different. It's a more social aspect, and obviously the beer is a lot better than what you get over there as well.
Yeah, well, listen, there's lots of different parts. We're up in the boathouse here, which I know is kind of available for functions. You've got the big outdoor area at the back. The old pub at the front as well is particularly cosy, and lots of people will know it well. So listen, Ryan, we wish you well for the season ahead, and thanks so many for hosting us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Ryan O'Connor is the supervisor here at Sean's Bar in Athlone, the oldest pub in Ireland.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.